Hey y'all, welcome back. It's Jade with the Sassy Southern Witch Podcast, your fierce, feisty, and most of the time politically incorrect hostess with the mostest.
Hey guys. So, I, like many other witches, am your almost average working class kind of gal. I'm a little embarrassed to admit it, but we do live check to check some weeks, and we have to stretch our money out a little bit. So sometimes, or most of the time rather, fancy magical tools and supplies aren't really a priority for me. So back whenever I was a young witchling, I was very hard on myself about this. I would limit my practice because I didn't have what I thought were the proper tools or ingredients for the spells. And I learned to improvise. Once I began to get a little bit more creative, I realized that I didn't really need anything more than my own power. Here are a few tricks and, you know, hacks, if you want to call them that, that are easy to do if you're in a hurry, on the go, and some that are even cheap or free. So first, a lot of us use protection bottles and bottles, jars in general, and one thing that you could do to replace that with something that you already have is you can use coffee filters, tissue, or even newspaper, and you can ball your ingredients up and then tie it with some kind of string, and this is actually not only cheap or free, but the materials are biodegradable, depending on what you put in your bottle. Another way is to spray your curtains with your favorite herbal mist. You can make the mist by boiling whatever herbs it is that you want to use with a specific intent, like prosperity or health or peaceful home. Spray your curtains down, and if you open up your windows, when the wind blows in, it blows the curtains through. Not only does it smell great, but it kind of gives your home that extra boost for good vibes and such. Another way to do something really awesome that I do is charge bottled spring water in under the full moon. I don't open it. I literally just pull a bottle of water out and I set it in the porch where I know it will be in the direct moonlight. And I occasionally drink this or make teas from it, or you can add it to spells for an extra boost. Just make sure that you're using spring water. Another way is to use birthday candles in place of different candles and spells if your money's a little tight. They're much cheaper, but I would advise cleansing them and kind of keeping an eye on them because they can go a little haywire. Also, make sure if you do this, there are probably very few birthday candle holders out there, so I would suggest making yourself a fireproof type object so you don't burn your house down. And be safe with fire, guys. Another thing you can do is save eggshells. You can clean them off and dry them, crush them, and they're great for protection, like a powder, protection powder. You could also sprinkle it around your garden, and it doubles as a natural fertilizer and kind of puts a protection barrier around your garden, or in your garden, around your home. You can wear colors that reflect your intention on certain days. I would suggest looking up. You know, there are more, you don't always have to, like Wednesday, for instance. You can cast a money spell on Wednesday, and it's said to be more effective because Wednesday aligns with prosperity. So if you look up the day of the week and then align your clothing with it, this can kind of give you a little boost and almost makes you a walking spell. Obviously, you have to put your intention into what you're doing, so I would make sure that when you're putting the clothing on that you speak about it or create some kind of mantra so that it's put out into the universe that this is why you are wearing this specific color. Purple is related to magic and power. White's related to purification and cleansing. Yellow is like a peaceful, happy color. Blue is calm. Also works if you're performing a water spell because blue represents water and emotions and all that good stuff. Green for money. Black or silver are used for protection. red for passion and love, and then pink for love as well. Another thing you could do is add or save your orange peels and dry them out, grind them up, or just simply throw chunks of them in to your prosperity spells. And if you're eating orange, just save your peels. There it is. It's free. You could write a specific intention on a bay leaf and burn it, and then scatter the ashes outside of your front door. A lot of us have bay leaves in the kitchen already if you cook with them. So if it's a full one, then you can write whatever it is that you are trying to achieve on that bay leaf and then burn it. As it burns, it releases the intention into the air. You can watch the smoke and visualize the smoke as whatever your intention is, and it's going off into the air, into the universe. You could also go outside on a windy day and visualize that the wind is carrying away negative energies and bad thoughts. You could do the same thing with running water. So if you're near rivers, lakes, streams, be safe. Also, again, don't go drown yourself trying to dunk your head in because you've had a really shitty day. But one thing that I like to do, because I live close to the ocean, is I like to let the waves wash over me, and I'll just sit in the at the beach. I don't know why I couldn't get that out. Sit at the beach and let the waves wash over me 7 times while I pray or give a offering to Yamaya. And that is how I do this. But I do understand a lot of you don't live near bodies of water, so that's the way around that is the wind. You can keep a metal key on your person to deflect evil. Keys are also sacred to Hecate, so if you are dealing with her, working with her, carrying a key, represents her, and a lot of us carry keys every day because you need one for your car, your house, your office, whatever you're doing, like you have a million keys. So, charging one of those metal keys with intention and just put it on your key ring and carrying around every day can really help. You can write on a piece of toilet paper whatever the issue or the name of the problem person in your life is, and put it in the toilet and flush it down. And doing this with intent to get rid of and let go of the issue that is at hand, and that can be very helpful, and it's quick and very discreet, and you can do it anywhere because there's always a bathroom usually. When locking your doors at night, visualize that your door is a protective barrier, not only from, you know, people, but from energies and from malicious intent and negative vibes and all of that shitty stuff. You can create your own sigil with an intention, and you can write this on a discreet surface and keep it with you. You can put it in your shoes, you can put it under your phone case, in your wallet, or on the back of a water bottle label, because you can usually, like, reattach those. You can put it on the back of your watch, or even on a gum wrapper that you keep in your pocket. And one idea that I have used is the little labels, like for yard sales, the small color-coded round labels that you can get at the Dollar Tree. Get a small pack of those, and you can actually draw your sigil with a Sharpie on it, and you can stick it pretty much anywhere, and nobody really knows it's there if you do it discreetly. You can also use charcoal or the ashes of burned herbs that you've used to mix with salt. I would use like kosher salt or Himalayan salt or sea salt. But you can toss the salt in with the ashes and such, and you can use it to create your own protective black salt. While you're showering, you can visualize that the shower water is cleansing and replenishing your aura. I know that I've spoken in another episode before about using the shower to cleanse, and you just let all the bad shit go down the drain. And you can also envision this same process. You can envision your aura as being replenished by the calmness and connecting with the water itself. Keep a basil leaf in your wallet with your debit card or your cash, if you keep cash, to have it to return to you in abundance. You can... Oh, sorry, my cat just knocked something down. Good job, guys. Create a manifestation box to attract specific things in your life. You write down your intention on pieces of paper and place them in the box. And since it's out there, I would, you know, obviously you want to hide it if you're in the broom closet or whatever. Make sure that it's in a discreet place. If not, put it in your damn living room on your coffee table. But just make sure that it is in a safe place from prying eyes if you don't want your kids, your husband, whoever, your wife, to see your things you're trying to manifest. I would keep it put up. You can scatter sugar around. I know that we use salt a lot, but if you ever run out of salt, sugar can be used to purify and sweeten the room as well. You could just toss that around just as you would do the salt. You can carry a chunk of dried pineapple in a bag on your person to draw good luck to you. This also doubles as a gambler's charm, just as well as the buckeye is a gambler's charm. Adding lemon and limes to your bath water for purification. This is awesome because it smells great, but I do not advise it if you have any kind of open cuts or anything. But what you do is get several whole fresh lemon and limes, and you can actually zest the rind of it into your bath water. And what I do is I cut it in half, I squeeze the juices out of it, and then I just throw the actual lemon or lime half into the bath water itself. You can clear your energy by walking barefoot, ground yourself on the grass. Or you can also just sit quietly with your back up against the tree and just try to clear your mind. And this can actually put you in a meditative state or just give you a peace of mind for a few minutes if you just need a couple minutes break from life. Whenever you're making pies or baking things, you can add sigils to the bottom crust or into the bread itself. You can carve it in with a knife because yeast is in bread. It's not in pie. But yeast is in bread, so it's actually a living thing. It rises, it grows, it dies. So making bread is a powerful, it's not always cheap, but it is a powerful way to manifest different things and to, like, add in being a kitchen witch. If you're a kitchen witch, I'm sure that would, like, catch your eye. Develop a personal mantra. Say it daily, and also you can create one that you say whenever you're having a hard time to try to calm you down. You can use them for pretty much anything, but it's great to have a mantra because it gives you something to focus on daily that's consistent. You can also use cayenne pepper in spells to help remove obstacles and blockages that may keep you from obtaining a specific goal. Before performing a prosperity spell, you can drink peppermint tea to give an added boost to your spell and to kind of get you into the groove. Teas always get me in the magical mood, so I always relate teas with that because most of them are herbal. And that's a great way to do that. You can dress a red candle with cloves and let it burn completely out to eliminate gossip and slander about you. Again, just do so with intent. Whenever you're dressing it with the cloves, just make sure that you put out there the specific details into the universe so that it's, you know, got a target on its head. use honey to sweeten any of your spells. And you can also paint rocks with different sigils and, like, leave them in discreet places. Painting is one of my all-time favorite pastimes, but I really suck at it. I'm getting a little bit better, but for the most part, I need to practice. And I like drawing secret little messages into my painting and then painting over them so that you can't see them. I usually use the same color, and so I only know it's there. But whenever I hang it on my wall, I know that those signs are on that picture, so it gives it a little magical twist for me and a little bit more pride in it. Last but not least, you can walk away your troubles. Write your problem or issue or problem person on the bottom of your shoe with chalk. As the chalk wipes off while you're walking, visualize that your problem is disappearing, and as the chalk disappears, then so will your problem. I also urge you all to silence your mind sometimes. Listen with intent. Be open to the different things that the universe is trying to tell you. And don't be so certain that your spell's not going to work if you have exactly what this random-ass spellbook has told you to have. You can definitely write your own spells, do what's right to you, twist things, turn things. You can create your own path. I will not say that enough in this podcast. But I hope you guys have enjoyed. Like me on Facebook. We do have a private group, The Sassy Southern Witch. You can also email me at witchesslounge@gmail.com. I'm super happy to read you guys' email. It's awesome to read the emails coming in about how much the podcast has helped you, because that's why I do this. And if you are so inclined, you may donate. I'm currently trying to get some better purchase some better recording equipment, buy myself some more time so I can edit properly and try to get the podcast a little bit more polished around the edges, if you will. So anything would help. $1, $5, $2, like whatever you can afford, but you can do so by hitting support this podcast. I will talk to you guys probably next week. I will be doing another sexual abuse episode that I'm in the midst of writing, so I'm still taking listener stories. So if you have a story that you would like to share about being a survivor of sexual abuse, you can email me at witchesslounge@gmail.com. And we can set up a interview, and you may remain completely anonymous, but I will need your permission to tell your story on the show. So if you're interested, then let me know, shoot me an email, or shoot me a message on Facebook. And blessed be to you all. Stay safe.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.